Okay, everybody, I'm making this video because it's apparent to me that the men's rights movement that popped up here on YouTube is in a state of complete freefall. I want to re-energize this movement, and also I want to propose a couple of solutions to get this movement reinvigorated, if you will. Okay. First off, all right, there's been a ton of bickering back and forth, and we need to learn to put aside our differences and become organized and show our force on a unified front. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to agree with each other. I don't agree with a lot of the things that some of these other people who say that they're MRAs are claiming. That are claiming that they're MRAs say. I don't agree with everything they say, and that's not a secret. So, what I propose is this. I propose two things. A, we provide some kind of a database to stockpile our information, and we make so many copies of that database that it can never be completely destroyed or eradicated. Secondly, we shall get together as a group and decide what is the criteria for posting on this database. And we will put rules and regulations, and we will make it a democratic process as far as who gets to post on this database. All right, the database that I'm proposing is that we make a channel focusing on all issues of men's rights and how to combat feminism. We will do this in order to compile our collective efforts and our collective posts so that we can send a unified message to whoever comes on this. This will give us more traffic to our own channels, being that we'd have to come up with some kind of system to give credit to each individual poster. We would have to get together and decide what is okay to post and what is not okay to post. And we can do that all together democratically. We'd have to get the heaviest hitters of men's rights in order to do this, okay? Secondly, that proposal is out there. Now, once again, that's just a proposal. I need people to contact me and tell me if you would be interested in all of us getting together and having a men's rights channel where people can post the entirety of their work and also we would have to have some kind of filtration process to make sure that people aren't posting things that don't agree with our general message. Two other things that I would be interested in adding is that two things be removed. We shouldn't be allowed to connect men's rights to either race or religion, and I say that as a Christian man. Because I feel that the things such as race and religion can be addressed on our own specific channels. Keep race out of it, keep religion out of it, and let's just focus on the issues of men's rights. Feminism, we'd have to, things like lessons on how to avoid scandalous women, lessons on how to avoid the divorce system, the child support system. Those kind of things is what we would have to concentrate onto that public forum or public web page that is a collective combination of our efforts here on YouTube. So that's one idea. Secondly, we're going to have to form a way to start showing people that our grievances are not being heard. Now, let me just say this before I start with the second idea, is that I have no faith in government anymore. I have no faith in government anymore. But what we're going to have to start doing is we're going to have to form a database to start showing that we are being discriminated against, okay? And what I propose is this, right? We have people throughout the country and even throughout the world that are covering men's rights and the injustices that we face every day. So what I propose is that we start for example, if you live in America, calling your congressman, right? And recording the phone calls by a digital recorder, and I can show you how to do it because I do it myself. And, calling their offices and saying, oh, things like, oh, well, what are you going to do about men's rights? What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about that? Like the collective issues that we cover. For example, the child support laws, they're unconstitutional. And we're going to get a database of them refusing to do anything about it. And then we can post that as some kind of a compilation video. You see what I'm saying? And if we show numerous instances of our grievances being ignored, then that's a jumping pad or something. We can go from there. You see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to throw ideas out of there into the open. But if people are interested in something like that, please let me know. Because this is we also need to make sure that people who are more focused on bickering back and forth and starting beefs with people need to be taken out of the way. And you know who I'm talking about as far as my opinion goes. But there needs to be some kind of democratic process of how we can get together and decide which material best reflects men's rights, and then find some kind of a forum to post it. And I'm talking about post it on every forum possible. Okay, we need to start showing people that we can function collectively as a group, or we will never be taken serious. So, like I said, if you guys have any ideas on how we can show in a unified way that regardless of our differences in how we view men's rights, if we can't show that we all agree on some kind of common objectives and articulate those objectives in a organized way, if we can't do that, then we're doomed. So this is my call to action, my call to arms, if you will. People need to stop, I guess, just posting videos and saying what's wrong with society today. We need to start getting more organized, step by step until it evolves into street action. We need to start recruiting men, and we can't all do that if we're all just competing for a bunch of subscribers. We have to find a way to direct traffic based on our best videos to other people's videos. So we need some kind of a group propaganda, not even propaganda, group press machine. Okay? We need to be able to get our message to as many people as possible in the shortest amount of time and in the most organized and constructive way possible. So, this is what I'm proposing. We need a let's make a YouTube channel where all of our best and most enlightening videos are displayed for everybody to see. We will make huge amounts of copies of these YouTube channels so that they can never be destroyed. And we have to come up with some kind of way to A, give credit to those who post their videos on there, B, make sure that the rules that we decide should not be broken, and the criteria for our message is always respected. And I guess the last thing that we need to achieve with this is just reaching as many people as possible. So I want to know what you guys think, and I think there's a good way that we can form a conglomerate of sorts while at the same time retaining our individual messages and our individual views on men's rights as a whole. So tell me what you guys think, and I want to get this started. I got a bunch of chemistry classes I'm doing, but I'm more than happy to take time out of my studying and all that to post my videos to help in any way possible. This bickering bullshit, back and forth bullshit needs to stop. We need to get organized. We need to show that we are not a bunch of bickering infants that can't get anything done. All right, we are men. And we need to reflect the fact that we are men, the same men who built everything that you see around you. All right? We need to show that we are worthy of the title, the moniker, the name of man, of men. We need to show our organizational capabilities. We need to show that when we are declared, when there is a war declared upon us, we react with extreme prejudice and force. And we need to make it apparent that we will not take this nonsense anymore. Any ideas that you guys have, throw them at me. We need to get organized, is what I'm saying. And questions, comments, let me know. Good night. God bless.